You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government, die for your country, that shit. You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government, die for your country, that shit.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the unofficial podcast of GruntFreePress.com. The official one, you can't even find it, so, like, it's like dark web shit. It's fucking, like, so encrypted. Like, nobody's gonna find it. That's for, like, you know, I have a fucking kill switch in case something happens to the unofficial site, you know. Gotta work, you know, gotta be secure these days. Make sure everything's fucking on the up and up, you know, and, but he's going to have to go for this. I mean, this is for public record. GruntFreePress.com is the website, and podcast@GruntFreePress.com is the email address, and, to announce it right now, I'll get into a little bit of the details later, but say if anybody's on gab.ai, the fucking Twitter, the less gay Twitter, I think I called it, earlier. Grunt Free Press there too, I guess. So there you go. Never gave in to the Twitter, barrage or whatever the fuck. Twitter barrage, But yeah, I'm on the alternative there. Just like fucking, you know, I tried Twitch for like a fucking week. That I'm like, you know, as soon as I start doing something, it's like, hey, look, fucking, I don't like a lot of this shit. Fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking with Twitch and fucking just up, just getting like tighter and tighter about fucking like censoring and fucking, you know, oh, you can't do this, can't do that. Fucking all these rules and fucking. I'm like, so just go to Hitbox, I guess. I mean, that's how that whole Hitbox streaming started. And then fucking, like, again, before I even fucking, I was like, Twitter is pretty gay. It's fucking whatever. I don't see the point other than advertising. Then I'm like, hey, I have something to fucking advertise now. Why don't I go on there? And then it was like fucking, like, all these people getting fucking, again, banned and fucking, like, you know, delisted or fucking whatever, censored and all that shit. So like, hey, new platform, like whatever, man. Fucking the whole like point of it is just what I might get into it later, but pretty sure Grunt Free Press at Gab or at, you know, I that's the thing too. I don't know how the fuck Twitter works or this fucking thing works, so whatever. Anyways, let's just get into it. Fucking you guys ready to party hard? Well, too bad, because we're not going to party yet. It's pretty much going to be another fucking show about, Wasteland 2, pretty much, because that game's fucking long, so, but I tried, I really did to fucking, you know, mix it up. I'm like, fucking, it's going to be another fucking boring week, if that's all I have to talk about. So I played a few other things sprinkled in here and there. Is to break up the fucking Trek of the Wasteland. So, the Party Hard game, I think it was even last week. I'm like, fuck, I tried to play it. I'm like, dude, this game's fucking busted. I can't fucking play it. But, saw an update message or some shit, if, you know what I mean, on Steam. It's like, hey, updated games or like whatever. Or maybe, maybe I just fucking, again, check the Steam discussions or whatever, but I saw that fucking, you know, that game, the Party Hard game, get like supposedly fixed, or people like, oh, you know, fucking developer update, like, oh yeah, why don't we fix everything, it works now or whatever. So whatever, fucking reinstalled it. All right, here we go, let's fucking try this thing. It's like, hey, it works, you know what I mean, fucking miracle that it works. Compared to last week, it was like, fucking can't even get past, like, the loading screen, whatever the fuck. So it starts off with this pixelated fucking, you know, cutscene, whatever, 8-16-bit, whatever, fake-ass shit. Fake 16-bit, at this point, it's not even, like, whatever, it doesn't even look like fucking, like, something that would be, like, 8-bit, just no, like, real, I don't know. It's just typical fucking what you expect from indie games at this, you know, garbage, you know. I'll say the voice acting is fucking atrocious too. Like, it's really fucking bad. I'm not a fucking, that's just the other thing too. It's like, oh yeah, 8-bit, but we have voice. It's like, nah, dude, if it's a fucking 8 or 16-bit game, guess what? There wasn't fucking voice acting. So, you know, I'm not a stickler for, yeah, I don't really care. I mean, again, I'm not a fucking stickler for that shit. It's fucking, but it just does, that shit does remind me of this fucking, just, you know, the voice acting too. I'm usually not like, oh, well, that was fucking amazing voice acting. That was fucking, you know, like, whatever, dude. It's just fucking, again, half the shit. Like I said, fucking, they're threatening to go on strike. Maybe they are, nobody fucking knows or cares, but, just like, you get fucking a halfway decent fucking person, like a college, you know what I mean, like a some high school and probably some fucking like college fucking like actors or whatever, and just give them a fucking script or whatever, and they'll fucking who cares, it doesn't really matter, fucking voice acting. But or it could all be fucking replaced by text again, playing Wasteland for fucking 50 hours and just fucking have most of this, some of it's voice acted, but all, most of it's fucking like text, you know. So I was just the fucking the bad voice acting too, just reminded me of this podcast that I listen to at work to make me fucking feel better about my own podcast. Is it's what the one called Welcome to Night Vale. I mean, I don't know how deep you guys are into podcasting, but I've been fucking whatever. Again, I pretty much 40 hours a week at fucking work. That's all I'm doing is fucking listening to fucking podcasts. And I try all different shit just to fucking mix it up. So welcome to Night Vale. There's these short episodes, like, I don't know, like half an hour or so long usually. And it's supposed to be like a radio news broadcast from some desert town that's like, you know, Lovecraftian shit going on there, and if you hear that, or I heard that, read the description and shit, and like saw like the logo, I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool, you know what I mean? Sign me up for that. And then fucking I stopped listening to it, just have like I go from the beginning, episode one, it's just like, it's not really like a continuous story, but it's just supposed to be like every week is supposed to be like, or whatever the fuck, they put it out every 2 weeks or whatever. So yeah, it's supposed to be like a news broadcast, you know, from that fucking town. So I'm like, well, I want to know what the fuck I'm talking about. So it's just like, it's so fucking bad. Like the voice, again, just like the voice, I mean, they're acting, you know, it's not like me just fucking rambling bullshit. Like, who cares? I'm not fucking acting. You know what I mean? These people are like reading out a fucking script and shit. And it's just fucking, it's so fucking bad. I just keep listening to it. It's just such like a fucking train wreck. Like, I listen to it like I watch fucking bad movies. Like, it would be like Mystery Science Theater 3000, like shit. Or, you know, it's just like, this is a fucking mess. You know what I mean? It's fucking like really bad. Just the cringe factor is through the roof, you know what I mean? Like, they're trying, like, real fucking hard. And it's pretty, you know, they tell us, like, oh, they have decent fucking equipment. They're, like, going through and putting in, like, background music. And they have, like, band, like, whatever, playing fucking music. Like, fucking, you know, bands and shit playing. And, you know, fucking sound effects and, like, whatever. And just, like, you know, you know, good production and shit, but it's fucking like, dude, this is like just like such a fucking like failure. It's like, wow, this is just whatever the fuck, like, we were trying to do. Like, again, I get what they were trying to do. It's just like, dude, this fucking just like the actual work, you know what I mean? Like, people like fucking like doing the voices and shit. It's just like, this is awful. Like, Jesus Christ. So. Yeah, so it's like the podcast equivalent of fucking the majority of fucking, you know, indie games out there. Like, hey, you know, somebody has an idea, you know, no fucking real fucking talent or like ambition even to like make that idea, you know, go through that idea and take the time to make it a good product. You know what I mean? Like a good fucking podcast or a good fucking indie game. But it's just like, hey, I'm a college kid with a crew of my fucking faggot friends, so let's spend fucking mommy and daddy's fucking money on this, you know, on this equipment and, you know, put out this fucking garbage that me and my fucking faggot friends, you know, can get out there, and my other faggot friends doing the same thing will fucking promote because they're too faggoty to fucking tell us it sucks type of deal. Or they're just like, oh, wow, this is fucking, you know, really good, and fucking, they just suck at life. Again, I've been saying fucking this whole, I don't know, a whole, like, generation or so of fucking new shit coming out is pretty much, like, just culturally fucking dead. You know what I mean? Just fucking recycled trash, like, no, like, or just, like, half-baked ideas and fucking nothing to it. Something like that, anyway. I don't know. So it's like, I listened to the fucking the first few episodes of fucking that Welcome to Night Vale fucking shit, and just, I'm just like, dude, oh no, like, no, this is fucking like embarrassing for, you know what I mean, for them, for fucking me, like, whatever. I'm just like, this must have been like, wow, they must have got like shit on after putting this shit out. And then I'm looking through, like, I'm wondering how many they did, you know what I mean, before they, like, they just got fucking trashed or whatever. And I'm looking through, it's like, dude, there's fucking hundreds of episodes here, it's still going on. And, you know, the new, I was clicking on a couple, like, the newer ones, I mean, they're still coming out, you know what I mean? People were fucking, got behind that for, again, whatever reason, I don't know why, you know what I mean? Just fucking, it's pretty bad. But, yeah, so I'm looking at the fucking the newer episodes and shit, and they, you know, they have like celebrities on there, and it's like fucking looking, it's like, oh, Felicia Day guest stars for a fucking voice. It's like, dude, what? It's like, if she's a celebrity, I don't know, maybe I don't know what the fuck she does, or, you know, whatever. But it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how shitty what you produce is. I mean, it's just all about finding enough people to fucking circle jerk and, you know, circle jerk with you, I guess, until the floor is fucking nice and coated and slippery and shit, and then you glide your way through to fucking probably success. I mean, they're probably fucking making money and fucking, like, you know, people are calling them, like, fucking, like, book deals and shit. Or, like, fucking, you know, make a TV show about it, maybe, and, yeah. Speaking of, I was always going back and forth about fucking promoting this fucking show, the one nobody knows about, again, our little secret. I was just going on, you know, about fucking just promotion and you know, Twitter and shit. I fucking said, like, oh, maybe let's make a fucking Twitter account and get this shit out here and fucking put up when I put a podcast on, all that shit. Again, never done Twitter, never done fucking Facebook or whatever. Though my new thing is kind of like, I was fucking looking into, like, whatever, just going down the rabbit hole of fucking people I don't fucking like again. Let's do a fucking, like, podcast. Like, this guy's a fucking retard. Oh, follow me on Twitter. And fucking, like, dude, I only fucking imagine what this guy's fucking Twitter account looks like. And lo and behold, it's exactly what you think, but it's fucking funny just going through it. Just like, wow, pretty fucking ridiculous. But again, you kept hearing how much fucking Twitter is, like, getting fucking anti-free speech and, like, whatever, and fucking censoring, banning people, fucking censoring them and all that shit. And again, I kept seeing that fucking Twitter alternative fucking app, fucking service, whatever the fuck. You know, again, Gab or gab.ai, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah, so I was on that fucking the waiting list for, like, a, I don't know, fucking week or so, and it's in, like, beta, I guess, and just, yeah, just whatever, just fucking, again, it's pretty much like Twitter, I guess, but just fucking their whole main selling point is supposedly about fucking, you know, free speech, fucking anti-censorship, fucking they're not going to ban anybody unless, you know, they're posting, like, fucking child porn or, like, something like that. So, on the surface, anyway, it sounds fucking great, and, yeah, I just fucking, yep, signed up for that, still in fucking beta, and, I guess still, like, trickling people in, and, yeah, when I fucking signed up, it said, like, oh, you're on the waiting list, and it's, like, fucking, like, I think it was, like, 400,000 people or something like that in line before me, so, it's just, like, yeah, it just seems like fucking people are starting to fucking flee Twitter anyway, so, yeah, I'll let you know how that turns out. Again, I got in there and just fucking posted a few, like, hey, I'm fucking streaming Wasteland too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, you know, no fucking response, really. No real, measurable fucking, you know, difference. Fucking, it's not like fucking, like, oh, I did that. And then I had a bunch of fucking, whatever, people on fucking Hitbox coming in, like, oh, I saw you on, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Again, it's me. I mean, I'm fucking anti-social. what does an anti-social person do on social media? I don't know. Again, except fucking pretty much just fucking shit more stuff out that nobody's gonna fucking see or fucking hear. But anyway, again, like the podcast I've been doing for fucking 2 years or whatever the fuck. Yeah, I'm putting shit out that nobody's gonna fucking see. There you go. So, I mean, I was just like, yeah, maybe I'll do some fucking experiments, you know what I mean? Just fucking see what gets people attention. And just if you're on there, just look for some fucking insightful, grunt-free press tweets, or whatever the fuck they're going to call it. Black people smell like cooking grease, or maybe, like, you know, Planescape torments fucking garbage, and see which one will piss people off more. I have my idea which one will. It's not about the black people. But there's only one way to find out. We'll see. But anyway, what the fuck? I don't know. What the fuck? Whatever I was talking about. Fucking party hard, I guess. Yeah, that game's fucking terrible. It's really bad. Talking about the opening cutscene, fucking fake ass 8 or 16 bit garbage and really bad voice acting, I think, is what got me going. So yeah, I mean, there's the showing the fucking opening cutscene. It's just, you know, setting up the game as, you know, a killer who fucking hates parties and shit, hates noise. It's fucking 3 a.m. He wakes up and just, you know, goes out and just starts murdering people again. So it's something I should be on fucking board with, and the voice acting sucks, and it sounds like it's fucking from Welcome to Night Vale. But I went over that. It may be that the actual people who fucking did that podcast did the voice in the fucking game. Like, I have no idea. And I didn't fucking care enough to actually, like, research who did fucking the voice acting in either one. But, if you feel like it, yeah, if you feel like doing that, let me know. I just don't. As again, I don't really give a shit that much. But, I thought it was funny just how similar the voices were and the voice acting. Like, both horrible. Fucking Party Hard and fucking Welcome to Night Vale. But, seriously, it could be the same fucking people. I don't know. But, the game starts and, you know, it just looks like fucking garbage again. Just crap, like visually, just fucking, it just looks like crap. But again, I kind of knew from looking at screenshots before I fucking played it or bought it. I'm like, this kind of looks bad, but I like the concept again. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's okay, but, yeah, it just looks like every other fucking bad fucking pixel art game. It's pretty much just like a mess of fucking colored dots. You know what I mean? And again, in reality, there'd be too many fucking colors and shit, and, you know, that wouldn't work on a fucking NES, and, you know, even if it did, it would still look like shit. Like, again, if this is like, wow, groundbreaking, like, we found some fucking magic way to make all these colors, just like, and put it out in, like, whatever, 1980 fucking nine or something, like, fucking, oh, here's this fucking NES game with whatever, high fidelity fucking, you know, graphics and shit, fucking look at this, and fucking just be like, dude, this still looks like fucking garbage, like, you know what I mean? So yeah, you know, you go into a fucking, this party, and there's like 40 something people, like, partying in there, you know, drinking, there's a fucking DJ in there and shit, and yeah, I mean, you're pretty much just supposed to kill him, I guess, that's the game, and you can just walk up to him and stab him, and or you can set off traps, like, whatever, you know, there'll be a fucking bear trap out on the lawn. You can fucking set up, there's like a gas can and shit in one of the rooms. You can just light that and fucking, like, whatever, in like 5 seconds, that room will start burning and anybody in there will fucking die. So, yeah, or there's like a golf cart or a car or something outside. You can fucking start off, just goes by and just fucking runs everybody over. Just, you know, shit like that. It's basically fucking, that Genesis game, fucking what, Haunting, starring fucking a Polter guy or whatever the fuck. It's just fucking like, oh, I'm do all this shit to fucking, like, scare people or whatever. It's just, oh, now just switch that to do all the, you know, set all these traps to fucking kill people or just like, it's pretty much Polter guy, but shittier, I'd say. Again, that game fucking looked better too. So it's just like, dude, you move fucking super slow. I mean, it's supposed to be fucking like a stealth game or stealth light or stealth like whatever the fuck. I guess anyway, you know what I mean? It's, if anybody sees you fucking killing somebody, they call the fucking cops, and, you know, the cops will show up and start running after you. If they, you know, if he catches you, he fucking arrests you, and that's fucking game over. And, I mean, I'll be honest, like, I didn't really fucking get it. Like, I'm like, fucking, all right, so I don't know if there's more to this. I mean, probably not, but, I mean, I fucking played for a good, like, 45 minutes or so, just fucking, like, trying different shit, and just fucking, like, okay, well, all this different shit to do, fucking call, like, whatever, you know, calling people on the phone and shit, and fucking more people show up, or, like, whatever, just, you know, do the fucking, set the room on fire, the fucking firefighters show up and shit, and just, yeah, you know, again, you walk up to a phone, gives the option, just this fucking make call, and just fucking, like, whatever. As again, people just, from the fucking 40 or whatever he's supposed to kill, it's like, oh, now there's more people in the house, and it's just, like, fucking, you know, do I have to kill them now too? Like, you know what I mean? Did I just fucking make this game, like, harder or impossible? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, it all seems like just fucking, it seems like random fucking garbage to me. Like, hey, look, somebody's fucking alone in a room, so fucking, you know, start heading there, like, oh, this will be an easy fucking get, just get in there, fucking kill them, there's nobody else in there. I start fucking walking there, walking to the room, and fucking, oh, people follow, like, people just suddenly start, like, following me, or they'll fucking, like, I walk in the room, and they'll fucking, like, freak out for some fucking reason, and they'll call the fucking cops, and, you know, sometimes the fucking cop will be, like, chasing you and fucking, like, oh, he's faster than you, but it's fucking, like, oh, you wait a little bit and he fucking gives up and leaves, and sometimes he doesn't, like, why is it, like, let's go on forever, and I don't know, and there's this fucking, some Twitch integration shit, on the top of the screen where I guess people are fucking, like, supposed to be voting for, like, random shit to happen, like, fucking, you know, like, oh, barrels show up, or just, like, fucking FBI agents show up, and, like, people are voting on that. It's like, I don't know, I'm not even fucking streaming on Twitch, so I don't know what the fuck this bullshit is, but they're still fucking, like, saying, like, one or two people are fucking, like, voting for, and it's just, like, no clue. So, yeah, but I played it for, like, half an hour, maybe like 45 minutes or so, and it's like, you know, I'm just like not having fun with this. Like, this is just not fun to play again. I'm like trying to figure it out, but it's like, hey, even if I do, like, whatever, I mean, I guess there's not much to it. Like, it doesn't look like there's anything to the fucking game, and it's just fucking like, oh, stab people who are fucking set traps and just kind of walk around and wait for them to fucking be by themselves, I guess. And it's fucking like, this isn't just not fun to play at all, and just, I just think it's a fucking mess. Like, it looks, sounds, and fucking plays like fucking shit. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know why I'm surprised. You know, once again, I saw it, and I'm like, fucking, like, up, you know, pixelated fucking indie garbage game. Of course it's gonna be like that. But, again, it's fucking, like, just the theme fucking drew me over. Fucking just, like, you know. Sounds fucking cool, you know? Just, again, well, why'd you buy it? Well, you could have just fucking, like, researched it or, like, whatever, and, well, you go online and fucking see how to beat every level, and, you know, the mad strats for this fucking shitty game. It's just like, dude, no, not how I fucking do things, and, yeah, it just seems like a random lulz game, you know, for made for fucking Twitch, obviously, you know, fucking Twitch lulz game for fucking, like, PewDiePie fucking faggots, or, like, whatever, but I don't know, pretty sure that's what it is. It's fucking just like, this is fucking dumb. I just fucking uninstalled it. Waste of $5, I guess, so, like, whatever the fuck I paid for it. Not good. Party hard, more like farty hard, or, I don't know, I guess that was fucking good enough. It's fucking garbage fucking game. Yeah, then I played me some Telltale games, or game anyway, Batman, the Telltale game. Again, I was just fucking looking at what I had fucking installed, and just to mix it up for like an hour or two, just, you know, take a break from the fucking, the wasteland, the never-ending fucking wasteland, and, yeah, I mean, I'm behind in my fucking Telltale games, yeah, I think the Batman, I played it when they were coming out, like, as they were coming out, the first two or three, I think. Then I kind of just, like, fell off it. I was playing something else, was really fucking paying attention, and, yeah, I think the season ended a while ago, must have anyway, and, you know, I like what I had played and all that, but it's just, like, I am kind of starting to feel that, the drift off of, you know, I'm starting to fucking, just, a little fatigue, a little drift away from the fucking, the Telltale fucking genre, if you want to call it that. It's because there are so many of them at this point, and, again, I'm not, I used to be, like, whatever when the fuck, I, even before fucking, whatever, The Walking Dead, that was the, even before that was fucking, like, Sam and Max and shit, and fucking, like, whatever, you know, I played that, and then fucking The Walking Dead came out, and, yeah, and I'd fucking pick up just about anything, like, fucking they put out, like, fucking, oh, yeah, like, whatever, dude, like, fucking, if it'll, they're all pretty much the same, like, the same, like, structure and all that, just fucking pretty much just different stories or whatever, but, different, themes and shit, obviously, but, It's like fucking now. It's like, yeah, most, some of these games, like, I really don't fucking give a shit about. Like fucking, I was like Minecraft or whatever the fuck, or like, it's like, I really don't want to play that. Or, that was the other one. I was like, fucking, Tales from the Borderlands. Everyone's like, oh no, it's the best one. It's like, yeah, cool, but I fucking really don't like the fucking the Borderlands fucking world, so I'm not gonna fucking play that either. So yeah, it's just like, you know, I'm just I'm falling off of that, falling off of them, I guess. That, you know, I'm just yeah, I've been fucking just, you know, before even shit, I do want to play like Game of Thrones. I fucking, like, I tried playing that like twice, you know what I mean, and fucking like both times I got to like whatever the fourth episode, just kind of like, I don't know, and fucking just like fell off it, you know what I mean. Or again, here playing fucking Batman, I got to like the, you know, episode two, even I think it was, yeah, two or three, I'm just fucking like, I just fucking, you know, drifted off of it. Now there's fucking, I think there's two episodes of The Walking Dead season three out already, and it's like, that's the, like, I like fucking one and two a lot, and but, you know, so I'm still like, at this point now, I'm still fucking catching up on Batman and shit, and yeah, I'm just, again, I'm not saying the fucking, the games are bad, it's just fucking, like, there's just a lot of them coming out, you know what I mean, even, again, even just picking the ones that I want to play, it's fucking still pretty fucking overkill, you know what I mean, just of the same types of games. But anyway, I'm Batman again, and I did go through it. I just finished up the fucking last, like, two or three, whatever the fuck I had left, and, you know, thankfully, you know, all the bugs and shit that I was dealing with, I talked about fucking, when I first added, like, the fucking, the blurry graphics and the, you know, fucked up fucking controller support, all that, that seems fixed anyway. Pretty smooth sailing. So, you know, I was pretty fucking confused at first. Again, you know, I'm picking the game up, like, halfway through after not playing it for, like, fucking whatever, two or three months, and just fucking, but it's just fucking, I get back into it fairly quickly, you know. His parents are still fucking dead. I fucked Catwoman. Punched some people, you know. Still Batman. I mean, I'm still Batman. It's pretty cool the way they mixed up. They mix up, like, the, all the, you know, traditional fucking Batman tropes, like the fucking, you know, the villains and fucking, you know, whatever the story, you know, like Harvey Dent, you know, turned into fucking Two-Face. They've done that, like, however many fucking times, in different times, in different ways, and, usually he's fucking, yeah, usually it's fucking, you know, he gets fucking acid fucking splash on his face, or half his fucking face burnt, or like whatever, something like that. But in the fucking, the Telltale game, they play it off as just him having fucking dual personalities, I guess, like multiple personality disorder, and you know, he's shifting into this fucking, you know, psychopath and shit, and he's using his, you know, he gets in fucking elected mayor, and he's fucking, you know, a normal person, then then fucking, you know, the dual personality fucking takes over, and he's trying to use his position as fucking mayor to, you know, to turn fucking Gotham into like a police state. And yeah, I don't know, it's just pretty neat. And I'm trying hard to fucking keep the politics on the show to a fucking minimum. You know, and my fucking main fucking position from the fucking beginning, you know what I mean? From as far back as I can remember, you know, well before the show, I mean, fucking whenever I halfway gave a shit about anything, just fucking, my position's always been like, hey, how about, the main one was just fucking like, hey, how about you keep your fucking politics out of fucking video games, you know, full stop. That's always been like, hey, how about that? Like, that's it. Should be the end of fucking anything. Shouldn't be in their period, but, no, but that clearly didn't fucking, you know, that's not gonna happen anytime fucking soon, you know what I mean? Anytime fucking you say that, it's fucking, oh, well, no, they have to be in there, like, you know what I mean? Like, no, they don't, like, they really don't. Like, you just fucking tell stories and shit. They don't, you know, have to be fucking, all your fucking games don't have to be fucking sugar-coated fucking political messages. And then the ones that aren't doesn't mean that you have to fucking, like, do a half-ass fucking pseudo-intellectual fucking essay about all of them, about how they relate to your fucking politics too. But, so, I mean, you know, the results they're getting, you know, again, it's the fucking, the blowback here is, you know, that's what they've been doing. The results they're all getting from fucking Forrest and that shit, obviously isn't going the way the fucking that they want, you know what I mean? Cause I'm getting all these fucking, you know, all these fucking messages that aren't fucking, you know, in Batman and shit, like, there's not fucking, it's not particularly fucking original or anything like that. Like, fuck, again, in Batman, it's fucking, you get the powerful fucking Gotham mayor, which is, Gotham's fucking basically New York, you know what I mean? He gets, you know, he gets fucking power and, you know, militarizes the fucking, his fucking police force or whatever, and, yeah, and, or, you know, I was like, ah, that sounds weird, you know what I mean? Sounds kind of, on the nose than, or, you know, or, again, I was watching the fucking, the second season of The Man in the High Castle, which is, that was really good, by the way, a little slow in the middle, but, it has a good payoff, but that the show is about fucking, you know, Nazis, which, you know, according to anyone not on the fucking, you know, if you're not on the fucking extreme left, you know what I mean, you're fucking Hitler. So, I mean, that's what they, if you're going to draw, like, those lines there, I mean, it's pretty, oh, no, that's why we kept saying, oh, we said fucking whatever, the right or fucking whatever, that they're Hitler, everybody's Hitler, who doesn't agree with us, so, and that's how you paint it. I'm watching this show, so it's fucking just like, you know, I think the message they're going for, you know, in all the fucking, you know, the fear mongering, fucking intentional or fucking subliminal is, you know, it's supposed to be like, you know, if you're to watch that face value and just think about, again, just like the general, whatever you want to call it, fucking consensus or like whatever, in, going with like the general theme of all that shit and fucking, you know, every other fucking like movie or show or, you know what I mean, like fucking all their fucking, politics they've been fucking shoving in there, and you look at that and just fucking, you can tell this fucking is, if there's going to be a message here of why they chose to put that this show out, I guess, or where you would think that fucking group that, you know what I mean, the group that's fucking, oh, everybody doesn't agree with us is a Nazi, you know what I mean, and there's fucking a show about like actual fucking Nazis, so it's like they must be like getting off of just like, oh, I told you type of deal. So, I mean, again, you think this show is supposed to be like a warning of what would happen if you let the fucking, you know, the nationalists and, obviously, I mean, they think of that fucking, anybody who's fucking a nationalist is fucking, you know what I mean, wants their fucking, puts the country first. I mean, that clearly you draw the line from there to fucking, oh, it's all white nationalists. I mean, that's all there is. I mean, and from there, they're Nazis, obviously. But, it was this is the shit they just keep repeating and keep repeating until fucking like, well, no, there's no fact there, but if I just keep saying it, that means it's true. Yeah, you know, if they get in power, you know what I mean? They're just fucking, they're thinking like, if they get in power, this is the fucking future of the country and probably the world again. Is fucking that's fucking like that what they saw or what they probably still do see, fucking like, oh, Trump and fucking all his fucking crew and fucking, oh, this is the Nazis taking over, and that was supposed to be like a big like political like whatever push away from that, I'm guessing. And then it's funny just now, like post fucking election, post fucking everything, just seeing all this shit, watching The Man in the High Castle, and, you know, see how they're all fucking reacting to fucking losing, and, you know, they're starting to start a fucking race war or a fucking nuclear war with fucking Russia, you know, which I will say I'm all for that. I think we should go to a fucking war with Russia, but, as long as we just fucking, everybody's fucking pushing for that, they can just all go to the fucking, you know, go to the front lines and just, you know, march straight in and fucking, you know, get fucking slaughtered. Then after that, we can just end it right there, you know what I mean? I'll be okay with that if all the people were fucking just, like, so harping on, you know what I mean, so harping on this shit with no fucking evidence of fucking, oh, Russia's evil, Russia's this, fucking, all right, I'll go fight them, you know, have fun, and then fucking, well, when it's here, fucking dead, and fucking, that's it, we can just stop and be like, yeah, that's fucking stupid. Yeah, so, you know, again, I'm just watching all this fucking, the propaganda, and, you know, I'm just thinking, like, dude, like, thank fucking Christ, you know what I mean, even more now, just see, again, seeing the reaction and shit, just fucking, oh my God, like, thank God that they're fucking, like, they need to, like, not have fucking, like, those idiots can't have fucking, like, power at all, like, Jesus, you know, it's just fucking, these maniacs, they need to be as fucking far away from fucking positions of fucking power as possible, because this is why they're insane, like, fucking, that's it, I mean, it's no, like, whatever, no fucking irrational fucking thinking or fuck, you know what I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous and fucking, I don't know, but anyway, so, yeah, that's how they handle Two-Face. Yeah, it's fucking just, you know, just fucking, again, Harvey Dent just fucking having, like, multiple personalities and shit. They do some fucking interesting shit with Vicky Vale, too, the reporter, and, again, just fucking, just all the shit, fucking, I don't know if it was, like, intentional or not in the game, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure it probably was, but, this might be a little bit spoilery, but whatever, again, this is a spoiler podcast, so fuck off. So, yeah, they make her, like a backstabbing, like, piece of trash, like, colluding with the enemy type journalist, so, again, like, fucking just, like, hey, some, commentary there, too, I guess, and, you know, it is a fucking mature take on Batman, and, you know, both with the fucking the violence and, like, you know, and they do go to some fucking pretty dark places and shit, fucking, like, child abuse and shit, and just, you know, and that might be, like, boring, I guess, if you're fucking just going in, like, expecting, like a Batman fucking, or Rocksteady fucking Arkham, you know what I mean, like, action type, open world game or some shit like that, but I don't know, I was fucking just like, ah, this is pretty cool, you know what I mean, I do like it, and of course, they, you know, they introduce the fucking Joker, and they, you know, they make him out to be the manipulative fucking, you know, it's different, too, I mean, they make him, like, they make him to be, like, a, you know, he's at fucking Arkham Asylum and shit, and you end up going there, too, and you're fucking just, like, going through, and he's kind of, you know, he's just, like, the alpha fucking male type deal, like, fucking manipulating the fucking staff and the prisoners and shit. Yeah, he's not as fucking over-the-top as he usually is, and, you know, it's just another fucking unique take on him, you know? Yeah, that's my main thing with the game, I guess. It's just like, you know, it's good. It's not quite, like, mind-blowing or anything like that, but, you know, most of the value that's fucking there is for playing it, you know. They're just playing with expectations on characters and shit, and, like, storylines and all that, and, it's like you're supposed to already be fucking, familiar with the stories and fucking, you know, the characters and all that shit, so it's just like, My main criticism of, like, you know, subversion or fucking meta, you know, that type of shit, meta games and fucking, like, that shit, you know what I mean, is fucking, like, oh, well, you thought this, but we did that, and, you know, that still stands. I mean, this is actually a really strong fucking example of what I'm talking about, actually. You know, if you're not fucking familiar, you know, what if this is like your first fucking Batman game or whatever, you know what I mean? If you're not familiar or you're invested or you fucking care about what's being subverted, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, oh, I thought this and, you know, I thought A and B happened, but it's fucking, like, what if you don't have the context of, like, A, like, you know what I mean? What is, like, B is just B, you know what I mean? No, even if you are fucking, like, tuned into that, and you see the strings of what they're doing, like, you know, it's not very, like, effective, you know what I mean? Or the payoff isn't going to be as big as they want it to be, I guess. Well, like, I'm fucking somewhat familiar with most of the characters in there, the Batman characters and all that, and, you know, I can recognize, like, how they flip with it, they flip the fucking script, or they, you know, they play with the fucking, the traditional way they're fucking portrayed and all that, but, you know, a lot of, like, the big fucking dramatic fucking reveals and shit, I'm just kind of like, huh, you know what I mean, I'm not, like, fucking, like, it's supposed to be, like, a huge deal, I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay, that's good for you, I guess, you know what I mean, just fucking just, it's well written and all that, and, but I'm not fucking invested, again, in fucking Batman or anything to the point where I'm not like, whoa, you know what I mean? You're not fucking blowing my mind or anything like that. It's just, you know, I'm mostly just like, you know, hey, you know, neat take on that, and that's pretty much it. I mean, if I can finish it up, Batman, the Telltale Game. It's pretty good. It's a good one of those. Good dark fucking Batman story. I'm not sure if I'm gonna start The Walking Dead anytime soon. I downloaded and shed the new season, but I might have to give some breathing room to Batman or Batman to fucking Telltale. Just you know, it's always good just take a break from the same shit again. I can tell I'm just getting fucking worn out of that shit. Or maybe I'll play it fucking whatever to break up Wasteland 2 again, which I'll talk about after the break. I'm running late. Wasteland 2 news from the wastes coming in hot.
Love is the answer. Now think about love, don't think about bright moon, twinkling stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters.
I think about pure sex, deep sex, hot sex, rough sex, good!
Free Press Podcast, and we're about to head deep into the wastes of post-apocalyptic Arizona and California. It was a new one. There's a twist for you. You thought we were just going to stay in Arizona, right? Guess what? Twists. So fuck yeah, my Wasteland 2 journey continues, and my skepticism of party-based RPGs continues. I already talked about how much of a fucking pain in the ass it is to deal with the stats and the fucking all the inventory and the perks and all that shit, and fucking, you know, the weight capacity and fucking all that shit for fucking multiple characters, and seven different fucking characters in the case of fucking Wasteland 2. I'd fucking much rather have fucking just one fucking central one protagonist that you control with as you can give them fucking as deep and as fucking crazy a fucking skill tree as you want. You know what I mean? then say is in fucking Wasteland 2, which is you're always fucking fiddling around with seven fucking party members, all their shit. You're dealing with all that garbage, fucking times seven type of deal. I don't know. I don't know if I've gone on my RPG game design philosophy rant or not on here. I mean, probably. I mean, I'd imagine I have after fucking whatever 70 whatever episodes and playing a bunch of RPGs. I probably have, but. But just briefly, in a stats based, let's say, traditional RPG, I guess the progressions, it's really all about like subtraction. You know what I mean? It's fucking you play it and you're like, oh, the numbers are going up, but in it's really just about like subtracting, like. Like you get to the end game, and your characters, when all your characters' stats and their abilities, and when they're all maxed out, you're at fucking max level, whatever, fucking get like the best gear, all that shit. I mean, that's basically like the starting point. You know what I mean? Like that's your character. You know what I mean? That's the complete character. Like maxed out, fucking again, all. Best fucking weapons and fucking armor and shit, and that's what your character is, you know what I mean? But then what they do is they start taking shit away from you, from that ending, that end point, when they make the game, you know what I mean? Like that's So, I mean, you start at like zero, you're starting at zero or fucking level one, I guess you'd say. And pretty much like how long is it going to take you? How long is it going to take you to get from level one to whatever the max level is? Fuck all your gear, fucking maxed out and all that. That's pretty much how RPGs work. You know what I mean? Just fuck. So I mean, again, you're like, oh, I gained a level or I got new armor or like whatever, and how they pace that out with fucking, quests and that shit is that's all, that's pretty much all like that progression system is for RPGs. And I know that might sound fucking, reductive, I guess, like fucking, it's like, you simplify it way too much. It's fucking like, well, it's pretty much like, again, it's a game, fucking RPGs, stat based shit. It's all about like numbers. You know what I mean? That's what the math is anyway. You know what I mean? If you're designed in well anyway, I guess. So what it would come down to. It sounds fucking, it's simple of like, yeah, obviously, type of deal. Depending on how well I explain that, you know what I mean? Or if you fucking understand what I'm saying, I guess. But, I feel the need to fucking lay that out. Because once again, I'm old, number one, and, there was definitely a fucking time, when people would fucking brag about, how long a fucking an RPG was. I mean, that was like the main fucking determining factor, like the main force they held up about, to determine whether it was fucking good or not, or fucking bad, like they don't fucking realize, like, especially again, I'm old, so fucking like going back to like whatever the fuck, those old, really old fucking Final Fantasies and fucking Dragon Quest and fucking like whatever, that were really just fucking like, grind fest to fucking, and people were saying like, fuck, this RPG is only like whatever 20 hours or fucking 40 hours. Oh, that's garbage. I played fucking Dragon Quest 2 for fucking, that took me like fucking like 200 hours. Oh, what is this? That was, fucking game sucks then. And just fucking, so they don't realize it's just a matter of fucking adding like a zero or two to like how much like XP you need to fucking gain a level. You know what I mean? Like they just fucking like, oh, instead of taking 1,000 XP to fucking get to level 5 or whatever, it's at a zero. You know what I mean? Fucking, it's gonna take you fucking that much longer, Just like some people just don't realize that, I think, and just, you know, those fucking retards would be happy to fucking grind garbage enemies for another fucking 10 hours, you know what I mean? If, and that would mean the game was fucking better in their eyes. That was definitely a fucking thing. And I think it still is a fucking thing because, you know, people still bitch about fucking progression, you know, progression fucking loops and fucking first person shooters and shit, fucking, you know, the fucking time equals reward fucking people. You equal gay. How about that? So anyway, fucking Wasteland 2, you know, you're dealing with fucking seven party members, you know what I mean, and fucking none of them are your character, really, so it's fucking all the stats and shit, it's split up fucking accordingly, you know what I mean, so, you know, each character, like, everybody has to fucking specialize and just, you know, just a few fucking, you know, a few fucking skills and weapons and shit, there's just so many fucking skills and shit, so, essentially, they're taking that fucking RPG design and splitting it up fucking seven different ways, you know? So it makes it seven times as fucking micromanage-y and fucking, like, fiddly and shit, and, I think fucking Fallout fucking nailed that shit with their, like, how they do, like, companions and shit. Well, you know, you can take, like, one or two along to pretty much, like, shore up your weaknesses and shit. Like, fucking, like, you know, I'll have a fucking melee guy to get in there and fucking, like, break him up if I'm doing, like, range and shit or, like, whatever, shit like that. Or just fucking, you know, I can't do, you know, this guy's a fucking heavy weapons guy. I can't do heavy weapons, so I'll just fucking give him some shit or just, like, whatever, you know. Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty much how Fallout worked. And then, in Wasteland, and again, just fucking, I've already explained this, but it's fucking Wasteland 2 is pretty much fucking Fallout 3, blah, blah, blah. I'm not gonna do that again. But, you know, so fucking, you know, Wasteland 2, I mean, you're fucking, you know, you're passing your fucking, ammo and fucking all that shit, you know, and you're like, your health packs and all that, you're fucking, like, passing them off, like, seven different ways, and, but, you know, hey, fucking nostalgia, I guess. I mean, it's a different kind of style. I get it. And some people do like that. Fucking, they love, like, these party-based games. But, I don't know. Again, I prefer the fucking single fucking protagonist. And then fucking, I'll fucking take a couple people with me, I guess. You know what I mean? They'll just kind of, like, help out and be fucking, like, pack mules, maybe. And just fucking, like, whatever. And just, you know, or they're just fucking, like, story, or even, like, fucking, like, whatever, Mass Effect or Dragon Age and shit, where you carry, like, usually two companions with you do, and then, again, there's just fucking, like, swap them out, and they're not, it's not, like, two, you're not going crazy with them, fucking with their, like, skill trees and shit, it's pretty much, I'm gonna specialize you in, like, one thing, you know what I mean, and fucking, like, that's it, and, like, there you go, and then fucking, you know, you do that with, like, two people, and it's fucking, like, oh, I'm gonna take the best armor, and then, you know what I mean, and then fucking, like, the shit I take off, I'm probably gonna put on you, like, that type of deal, like, it's not that bad, instead of this, it's fucking like, alright, well, who has fucking above, like, four strength of these fucking seven people so they can use this armor and fucking, you know what I mean, who needs this type of ammo and, like, whatever, oh, this person's full, so I gotta, you know, fucking move this fucking to somebody else and, you know, I mean, then switch it back over and just, like, I don't know, yeah, so, that was it. The other fucking fun thing about large parties and, you know, isn't it great when fucking, you know, one, they just randomly fucking take one of them away? You know what I mean? Like, they just fucking randomly decide, the game fucking randomly decides to fucking, the person, the party's gotta leave for, like, story missions or whatever, and it just fucking completely fucks you over. Cause that's what happened. That's what happened in fucking Wasteland. Yeah, at the very beginning of the game, as in, like, you know, as in pretty much, like, the first fucking screen of the game, you meet up with this chick named, Angela Death, and yeah, most of the names in fucking Wasteland 2 are pretty ridiculous and cheesy like that, which is fine. I mean, like, whatever. But yeah, she joins your party, and she's she's higher level than anyone you start out with. I think she's fucking from, like, a carryover from the original game, I'm pretty sure. It's just like, oh, you know, I figured, you know, you get her, you know, higher level and shit, fucking more fucking stats, more health and all that shit. And, Yeah, I figured that was just like a little boost to fucking get you started. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you're gonna be, as soon as you start the game, you're gonna be like figuring shit out. So, you know, here's one character who's fucking, you know, pretty over leveled at that point. So she'll help you out while you kind of figure it out. And then, you know, as I was playing with her in the party, like everybody else pretty much more or less like catches up to her. You know what I mean? But you know, as I'm fucking, you know, as I'm learning, you know, I'm playing with her and shit, and just I'm learning how the fucking, you know, the stats and the skills and the combat work. And, you know, I'm like, ah, it's pretty smart to have her along and shit at first. And I'm also learning, like, I have to fucking specialize fucking all these characters. You know what I mean? This is, again, not enough fucking points to fucking distribute that you can fucking, like, some, like, one guy's gonna fucking max out, like, three or four fucking skills. It's not gonna fucking happen, you know? You just have to focus on one or two for each person, and then fucking, like one specific fucking type of weapon. So, you know, naturally start fucking building everybody up around her again, because she's fucking already fairly defined what she does, and fucking just like, the extra points I wasn't gonna, you know what I mean, and fucking like, I'll pump that into like another like specific type of skill for fucking Angel of Death or whatever, because fucking she has like, you know, overflow from fucking what she's, you know, maxed out already. So again, I'm fucking like, she's like kind of like she was kind of like fucking my main fucking go to like combat character. She's the best in fucking combat, and then like beyond that, again, just fucking whatever I was putting her points into. So again, and the way it works is I fucking the other fucking characters and building up around her. You know what I mean? To fucking like define their fucking roles. Yeah, and then fucking guess what, you know, it's like, I gotta go, bye now, and then like fucking 40 hours into the fucking game, I gotta go, see ya, and she's fucking gone. It's like, awesome. So, you know, now I have this fucking like giant hole in my fucking team, and like, cool, she was my fucking main fucking damage dealer. You know, it's like I spent a lot of money and shit making sure she had like, you know, the best fucking assault rifle, best armor, all that shit, plus I was fucking building up her leadership stat that basically fucking boost everybody else's combat like effectiveness or whatever, like their fucking chance to hit and all that, like everybody near like the person with the highest leadership skill, fucking they all get boosted and shit, and that stops them from fucking going rogue. And it's just like, dude, and I think she was like my demolitionist too, that fucking defused all the fucking obnoxious traps and shit that are all over the place. And again, then she's fucking, I gotta go, see ya, fucking. It's like now what, cool, like fucking it's lost, and you know, and I lost another fucking, just another body to fucking carry shit, and fucking it's like, cool, now I'm down to fucking six people I have to divide up all of her shit, and fucking, you know, they're all getting fucking over encumbered, and you know, the only other person I can take with me is like super, you know, it's like I have like another person I met I could take with me, but it's like, dude, he's fucking like super fucking underleveled at this point, and it's just like he's pretty much just gonna be like a fucking useless, you know, useless in combat. He's just gonna be a fucking liability, and so I pretty much need him just to pack mule and fucking nothing else, and just hope that he fucking survives long enough to fucking, you know, level up to be fucking not a useless fucking piece of trash. And just, you know, I hate that shit. Just now, I'm fucked over. You know what I mean? The game fucked me over. Like, really, no fault of my own. And now I have to, like, completely fucking rearrange my fucking, my plan for fucking, you know what I mean? Like, who's gonna specialize in what? Just fucking, like, dude, now it's just, like, somebody has to, like, stop what the fuck they're doing, and they have to fucking, like, you know what I mean? They have to fucking fill her fucking shoes type of deal. It's like somebody has to be fucking demolitions, or I'm just gonna constantly be fucking fucked, you know what I mean? Run into fucking landmines and shit, and just, yeah, I'm just not good. You know, that pissed me off, and just, it also happens that, it happens at this fucking place in the game. It's just, that's good. It's like the level it's on is fucking, or whatever, the town, whatever you want to call it. It's just kind of a fucking mess. I mean, you're trying to get through this mountain pass that's controlled by a cult that worships the A-bomb, which, again, that's fucking Fallout, you know what I mean? Children of the fucking Atom or whatever the fuck. They have like suicide bomber fucking jihadists that fucking run at anybody like not under you know, the protection of the cult, and they'll fucking blow them up. Again, going with the like political kind of fucking art art imitates life kind of theme. But then you run into another faction there at the mountain pass. It's like an underground militia that want to overthrow the cult, and they want you, you meet like one of their representatives, and they want you to help the fucking militia and shit. But what they want you to do is to first be like accepted by the cult and fucking get into their base and fucking, you know what I mean? So you can fucking like whatever. They have like a working fucking A-bomb. They talked about like setting off, so fucking, you know, the militia wants you to go in there and fucking, you know, give the A-bomb to the militia type of deal. You're trying to play like both sides type of shit. Just, you know, it's that fucking tread carefully, try to play both sides type of deal. But as usual, going back to Fallout, something fucking Fallout kind of fucked up with a lot too, or you know, other fucking RPGs do that quite a bit too, where it's just like, oh, there's all these fucking factions and not really clear like who you helping, who you hurting, you know what I mean? And then it's really fucking confusing to fucking tell what the fuck is going on and if you fucked up or not. It's like, you know, you run into the fucking cultists as you're just, like, traveling, and they're fucking immediately fucking hostile towards you because, you know, you're not under their protection, you know, so it's fucking, that's what they do. So, how could you be? I mean, you just got there, you had no fucking real choice to fucking, you know, pay them, like, whatever, get the fucking seal you need to fuck for them not to attack you, so, Jesus Christ. I just fucking fight them. You know, it's not like fighting them, thinking like, well, that angle's over, you know what I mean? Like, I can't fucking side with them anymore, like the cultists, because they're already attacking me and I'm killing them and shit. it's just like, I'll have to fucking just fight them, I guess, and try to find another way into the base. And you know, then I run into a fucking second group of the cultists, and they're fucking they're fucking friendly towards me all of a sudden, like, fuck, they don't care, I just fucking murdered, like, a whole, like, group of their people and shit, and they end up giving me a fucking, a mission to it's like, fucking, oh, if you complete, you know, give you this fucking mission to do, like, whatever, like, go collect fucking toxic waste or some shit, and then we'll give you access to our base type of deal. So it's like, okay, so now I'm back on, you know what I mean? I'm back to the original fucking game plan, I guess, to fucking infiltrate their fucking base and, help the militia, ultimately, I guess, and fucking, then I move like two feet from the fucking cultists, and there's a group of fucking militia, hiding on top of like a rock or some shit, and then they get pissed because I fucking, it's like, oh, you blew our cover, so they start fucking like attacking me and shit. It's like, dude, what the fuck is going on? What is this mess? Like I'm trying, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm trying to fucking pick sides and help you guys out, but it's fucking just like, this is a disaster. So, it wasn't fucking really clear if I can, it's like, I think I know what I'm doing, but it's fucking, it's making it really hard for me to fucking tell, like, what side I'm helping, like, what the fuck I'm really doing, and just, keep ending up, like, random people just fucking attacking me and shit, and then fucking other people in the same group are like, oh, hey, what's up, buddy, like, it's just like, I don't know. So, I ended up finding some, like a back door, like a locked door. I had fucking no clue where it fucking led, and it ended up fucking like leading into the fucking, the cultist base. And I was like, all right. But again, I'm like, well, I'm here, but I'm kind of on their side maybe. And it's like, as soon as I entered, fucking, they start like fucking attacking me and shit. So I'm just like, at that point, I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to fucking go all out, go fucking, just going to murder them all and fucking see what happens afterwards, I guess. And so I do that, fucking clear out the base. It's fucking, it took a while. It's a pretty big fucking base. There's a lot of dudes in there. I kill them all. Then fucking, the fucking militia shows up afterwards and, helps out. So it's like, I kind of did what I wanted to. It's like, I really don't know. It's just like, the whole thing is just kind of a fucking mess. And Yeah. Then after that, another little fucking pet peeve of mine happened, and so I realize it does sound like I'm fucking like nitpicking this game like an awful lot, like it's fucking like terrible or whatever, but it's actually pretty fucking good, and I am enjoying playing it. Otherwise, I wouldn't still be playing after like fucking 50 hours or the fuck, you know. Again, long fucking game. It's just that most of the game is, again, it's fucking, like, dialogue, you know what I mean? It's dialogue, fucking story shit, or most of it's fucking just, like, turn-based fucking combat, you know what I mean? Most of that time is, again, it's fucking, I'm either in that turn-based combat, I'm fucking just, like, walking around fucking places I've already been fucking searching for loot and, like, shit I need, or, you know what I mean? Or I'm fucking in combat, or I'm fucking, again, just like loot management, fucking weight management, weapon management, and fucking like back and forth, like do like fiddling with fucking inventory and all that. So, that's like the basic mechanics of the game. You just do that for 50 hours type of deal. So, just not a whole lot fucking mechanically to talk about, you know what I mean? Just, but again, I am enjoying the game for the most part, just fucking, and when shit comes up, it's just fucking like, hey, wait a minute, you know what I mean? It's fucking, that could have been done better. Like, that's the shit I have to talk about type of deal. But yeah, just another little fucking, RPG design thing. Which, I guess it could apply to any genre, I guess, but you know, RPGs seem to do this a lot. You know, where you're climbing that fucking progression curve, you know, and you'll hit bumps in difficulty where you end up fucking facing enemies where you're not fucking ready for, but it's fucking like, well, you know, if you stick through it, it's fucking, you know, skinning your teeth type of battle, and fucking, you know, just, you just get lucky, and then you get the XP and the gear and shit for better than you need to, you know, at that point for squeezing by. Then eventually you get fucking comfortable, and you know, the difficulty fucking evens out, and then fucking, you know, you go over that hump, and you have fucking money to blow, and you're ready to hit the fucking next bump, and you know, the difficulty thing, difficulty curve. And then they just fucking completely throw you into like a new area where it's fucking like, oh, your weapons are fucking completely useless. You're not leveled up enough at all. Like whatever. And just fucking, you know what I mean? So start the grind all over again type of deal. And you're pretty much back to fucking like square one. Just, you know, just that fucking huge fucking spike, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking like, oh, you're on this curve, up, nope, no, here's a fucking cliff, and start all over again type of deal. And, you know, I get it, they don't like want you to be fucking too comfortable or like overpowered, so there's probably like an easy way to just fucking like, oh, we can't really, you know, take into account like where they went on this, you know what I mean? Like fucking, if they make it like open, like fucking, you know, the world's more or less open. I mean, there's fucking like radiation you gotta get past and shit. It's fucking, you can almost go anywhere you want. So it's like, oh, we can't really take into account like how they tackled this. So I was just fucking do like a pretty much like a hard fucking reset type of deal. And, yeah, it's, I mean, in here, it's a completely fucking just like hard cut. You know what I mean? It's to just, You get into a helicopter, and fucking, you know, the game fucking feels at that point, it feels like it's fucking unfinished, I think, because it just gives you a bunch of still images and fucking like a text crawl, but like they didn't have the time or the money to do a like a real cinema, you know. And the helicopter ends up getting fucking shot and fucking goes down, and then you're in an entire new fucking map. Like, again, you can't go back. It's fucking, you know, the enemies are fucking, will kill you in fucking a couple hits. Your weapons fucking barely do any fucking damage to them. So again, it's pretty much like the hard fucking, like, this is the second act of the game. You know, it's like, this is act two, and just fucking, it almost feels like a fucking completely different fucking game, you know, or like fucking, oh, here's an expansion or something, which is fine, but it's just fucking, it's like how jarring it is, like that switch, like it's not fucking smooth at all, you know. So, yeah, I mean, the second map they put you on is fucking California, and, yeah, the first half was in Nevada, no, Arizona, I think, I'm pretty sure, one of those states. But when you're in fucking Arizona, it's all desert, and you get to California, that's all basically fucking radioactive swamp and shit, so... yeah, not that different fucking, modern day California. Am I right, folks, huh? This is the same fucking basic gameplay, essentially more of the same shit. You just go out, explore and find shit and fix shit, and, it's even like whatever. It was like, oh, you know, when you started the game and fucking, Arizona, it's fucking like, oh, you know, the main mission's like, oh, go fix like two radio antennas, you know what I mean? Then you do that, and it's fucking whatever. It takes you like 40 hours to do, and then it's fucking hard cut to fucking California. It's like, oh, hey, go fix more fucking radio towers, and you know what I mean? It's like, you know, after all that time fucking building everybody up, all your characters up and shit, and it's fucking this guy, again, you're pretty much like at square one again, and it's fucking, it's that kind of, yeah, it's like at that point, again, I was like fucking like, oh, cool. No, I was getting the fucking the mechanics down, like the flow down of the game. And then just fucking, oh, here you go, start over again. It's fucking just like, at that point, I'm just like, dude, how fucking long is this game? Jesus Christ. It just, yeah, I'm still enjoying it and shit. And again, don't take that for over negativity, but, it just feels like it feels like I already fucking finished fucking Wasteland 2, and now I'm starting fucking Wasteland 3 type of deal, like right after. Just like pacing, I guess. Pacing. That's the third pillar in my award-winning game design philosophy. And I did write a Friday the 13th text adventure game when I was like 12, so I know what I'm talking about here. So, yeah. Now I'm in fucking California. More Wasteland 2 to come, I guess. I mean, I'm probably like 10 hours into California at this point. It's just been a lot of fucking, like, whatever. The loop of fucking, like, oh, go find a town. Okay, well, help that town out. Okay, move on to the next town, like, over and over type of deal. I mean, that's the basic loop. Still going on. I mean, the only difference is you don't have to fucking worry about water when you're in fucking California, and it's green instead of brown. Yeah, I'm trying to fucking, the main quest now is to find fucking like 50 something pounds of cat litter or something like that. I mean, don't ask. Fought some fucking pretty big robots and shit, and again, just back to building up my fucking stats, you know, getting better armor, getting better fucking weapons and all that. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna be up to. Maybe some Doom too. I'll throw in there. Play some more Doom fucking multiplayer. Who knows? Maybe I'll actually do something with the fucking site too. I mean, I've been fucking really, really fucking lazy lately. And again, I've been playing this game for fucking 50 hours. And again, I went through fucking like Batman. I'm like, should I write a review? And I don't know. That was good. I just didn't fucking feel that strongly or had that much to say about it. Yeah, whatever. Fucking gruntfreepress.com is the website. The email is podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And now you can find us at gab.ai, I think. At gruntfreepress, I think. How or why, I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. Again, I don't really know how fucking social media works. So, but people seem to like it. So there you go. You fucking lazy cunts can fucking gab me. Oh, and Scalebound got canceled too. That fucking Microsoft fucking RPG Scalebound. It looked kind of pretty gay at first, but I was actually starting to warm up to it, and then it's fucking, oh no, it's canceled, so whatever. That's a thing that happened. That's like the one piece of news that fucking came out in the past like month. I was like, oh, it's kind of a thing. But yeah, that's the end of the Grunt Free Press podcast for the week. I'm going to go spend another 50 hours in fucking Wasteland.
This country's fucking up, and they know what's because of you. So you're burning down the men, you still want to be fighting.
got a woman.